Manisha.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Manisha, I got your WhatsApp message. Manisha, hey, you were talking about Manish.
Yes, I was.
Manish Rawat was the guy in the walking event, no, for us?
Yeah, yeah.
The 20 kilometer walk.
Yeah, well, basically, he works 2 shift jobs. And even after that, he participated. And I think he's the world number 15 right now.
He actually finished 13th. And you're right, he works in a Chotu Sa restaurant in Badrinath. And I was, watching his interview. He says that I get up every day at 4 o'clock and I go practice for the walk event. And if you've seen the walk event, they look quite unusual when they're walking. You know, it's almost amusing when you see those people walk at that pace like that.
I mean, he works for 2 shifts and even after that, he's actually achieved quite a lot. I mean,
he said that people in Badrinath used to laugh at him when they used to see him walk at that pace in that fashion. Because if you've seen the race, it is quite funny. The first time I saw it, even I found it quite funny. Till I understood how technical this sport is. And he says, people in Badrinath are just laughing at me on the road. Some of them have taken videos and pictures saying, look at this fool. Look at him walking like this on the roads. But you're right, nothing stopped him.
Yeah, I mean, to reach a point, there are going to be, you know, hurdles and people are going to laugh at you. But you just need to like put all that behind you and just keep doing what you're doing.
Manisha, this Olympics, hasn't the involvement of people been a lot more than any other Olympics in the past?
It has. I mean, finally people have started watching other sports and there have been girls who've got the medals for us.
Yeah, that's been pretty fantastic. No, so everyone was saying the medal tally has dropped from London. In London, we picked up 6 medals. I have a feeling this has been an eye-opener for the Indian Janta gearing up for 2020 Tokyo.
That is true, and as far as the medal drop is concerned, I'm pretty sure it's time the government steps up and gives them a little better facilities.
And the way the girls who've picked up the medals are getting accolades from different departments and governments and the ministries,
that's amazing.
It's awesome, and hopefully it'll be an incentive for a lot of other people. Like Sakshi Malik said, she wanted to participate in the Olympics only so she could sit in an aircraft. Yeah.
Yeah, that is so cute that they finally allowed her to do that. Air India, I think.
Yeah, Air India said, you know what, go ahead. We're going to give you business class tickets for 2 people to any part of the world that you want to travel to.
That was really amazing. I think corporates can actually, you know, pitch in and help these people out.
You know, if one massive corporate picks even one sport or picks even 5 top athletes of one sport and backs them financially and in every other way. So because every corporate has a CSR initiative that they have to do every year, right?
Yeah, so they can actually take this thing up.
And you know, the only reason I feel Manish Rawat should come to Bangalore is because he'll survive our traffic. If he's going to be walking so briskly between...
I know! Like, he can probably walk from Electronic City to, I don't know, Brigade or something.
Yeah. That's probably why I think India has a lot of scope for full-speed walkers. No?
Maybe I should start practicing now.
Start doing it, Manisha. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too, sir.
Bye.